草神取悦的生命啊，这个是今天的信息是第二部分。
This is the second part of a preaching called A Life Pleasing to God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第九节到第十二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 9 through 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第九节，保罗说，论到弟兄的相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励，又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的，叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 9. Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia.But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you, so that you would behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need.
我们上个星期我谈到这个讨神喜悦的生命。
Last week I talked about a life that is pleasing to God.
一个讨神喜悦的生命，第一点就是过一个圣洁的生命。
The first point in living a life that is pleasing to God is to live a holy life.
然后第二呢，是一个贞洁的生命。
Secondly, it is a pure life.
那么第三是一个不业愤、不欺负人的生命。
Thirdly, it is not to take advantage of others.
第四点，我谈到一个讨神喜悦的生命是一个顺服神的生命。
And fourthly, a life that is pleasing to God is an obedient life.
那么今天我们所看的经文继续谈到一个讨神喜悦的生命。
The scripture we just read continue to talk about a life that is pleasing to God.
那么根据这段经文，一个讨神喜悦的生命有三点。
So according to the scripture, a life that is pleasing to God has three more points.
那么第一呢，就是彼此相爱的生命。
First off is to love one another.
那么第二点就是爱其他教会弟兄姐妹的生命。
And secondly, it is a life to love other believers.
那么第三点，保罗讲到行事端正，办自己事情的一个生命。
And thirdly, it is a lifeThat is quiet and attend to your own business.
那么从这三点里面，我们把它分成两方面来看。
So from these three points, we divide it into two parts.
然后第一就是谈到爱。
First of all, we talk about love.
第二呢，讲到做一个端正的人。
And secondly, is to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business.
这个爱是圣经里面经常强调的一个属灵美德。
Love is a spiritual virtue that is stressed throughout the Bible.
爱也是神其中的一个属性。
Love is also one of God's attributes.
所以在约翰一书第四章第十九节，约翰说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So in 1 John chapter 4, John said, we love because he first.Loved us.
所以当主耶稣预言说他将要被出卖的时候，
So when Jesus foretold that he is going to be
they're going to be
betrayed.
那么他教导门徒要彼此相爱。
He taught the disciples they must love one another.
所以在约翰福音第十三章第三十四节，主耶稣说，
So in John chapter 13, Jesus said,
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. that you also love one another.
所以爱在基督徒的生命里面占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So love, is a very important, takes a very important part in our life.
所以根据这个 Associated Press 这个报章所做的一个调查。
There was a survey done by the Associated Press.
他们做了他们调查了39个基督教不同的宗派。
They, have a survey on 39 different denominations of Christianity.
所以在调查中他们问了一个问题。
So in the survey, this is one of the questions.
什么是教会成长最大的因素？
What is the most important factor in a church growth? In church growth.
所以调查所得来的结果。
And the result is?
发现到教会成长最大的因素不是教义。
The biggest factor that affects church growth is not, theology.
Doctrine.
Or doctrine.
也不是什么宗派。
It is not denomination.
或者教会在什么地点。
It's not location of the church.
教会的文化背景。
Not its cultural background.
或者讲道。
Nor, or is preaching.
当然讲道是很重要的。
Of course, preaching is very important.
或者说教会有没有这个儿童的事工。
Or whether a church has a children ministry.
或者教会有多好的设备。
Or whether the church is well equipped.
他们所调查的结果。
The survey result.
教会成长最大的因素就是基督徒彼此相爱。
The one major factor that affects a church growth is whether the Christians love one another.
所以这家报社他们做了一个结论。
So, the Associated Press made a conclusion.
他说人到处寻找这个爱。
They said men are searching for love everywhere.
是的，人是到处寻找爱。
And yes, men are searching for love everywhere.
那么因此我们必须要顺服主耶稣所受的命令。
And therefore we must be obedient to the command given by Jesus.
要彼此相爱。
And it is to love one another.
所以保罗在这段经文里面说一个讨神的喜悦的生命第一点就是彼此相爱。
So in the scripture, Paul said the Number one thing for, to lead a life that is pleasing to God is to love one another.
论到弟兄们的相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
所以保罗在上文，也就是上个星期我们所看的那段经文。
So in the scripture that we read last week.
一个讨神喜悦的生命，刚才我们说过，就是一个圣洁的生命。
As we had just mentioned, the life that is pleasing to God is a holy life.
那么现在保罗说，一个讨神喜悦的生命是一个彼此相爱的生命。
And now Paul is saying that a life that is pleasing to God is also a life that loves one another.
所以一个圣洁的生命跟一个彼此相爱的生命是有相关的。
There is a relationship between a holy life and a life that loves one another.
所以圣洁说神是圣洁的，神也是爱。
And so the Bible said God is holy and that, but God is also love.
当一个基督徒过一个圣洁的生活的时候
And when a Christian live a holy life,
那么爱很自然的会从他生命流露出来
Love will naturally flow out of him.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第九节到十三节的时候保罗为这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒祷告
So in chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians verses 9 through 13,Paul was praying for the Christians there.
所以在祷告里面保罗祈求的是要其中一件事项就是要他们彼此相爱。
And one of the things that Paul prayed about is that for them to love one another.
所以三章十二节保罗说又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心比爱众人的心都能增长充足。
So here Paul prayed, and may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another, and for all people.
所以在今天所看的经文第四章第九节啊，也是今天我们所刚才所看的经文，保罗再次的劝勉信徒要彼此相爱。
So once again in chapter 4, Paul is once again reminding the Christians to love one another.
那么在希腊文，也就是新约圣经的原文
，in the original language of the Bible, which is the Greek.
那么其实也不是圣经的原文啊，就是在希腊文里面，他们有四个字形容这个爱。
Actually, Greek is not the original language, but in the Greek language, there are four words for love.
啊，在希腊文里面，他们有四个字用来形容爱。
So these four words describe love in Greek.
啊，第一就是 eros， 还有第二 stoke， 还有这个 philia 跟 agape。
So all four words, eros, stoke,
stoke,
phileo and agape.
然后 eros 是指这个男女之间那种性爱。
So eros is talking about the erotic love between a man and a woman.
所以英文字 erotic 是来自这个 eros.
So the word erotic in English comes from this root word.
所以 stoke 是指这个家庭里面的那种爱。
Stoke is the familial love.
或者父母亲对孩子的爱。
The love in the family, such as the parents' love towards the children.
所以这个 eros 跟 stoke 啊，这两个字没有出现在圣经里面。
These two words, eros and stoke, has not appeared in the Bible.
啊，但是在新约圣经里面，这个 philia 跟 agape 是经常出现的。
But then in the New Testament, phileo and agape have appeared a lot.
所以 philia 这个字是一个充满这个感情深厚那种爱。
Phileo is talking about love that is very deep.
啊，比如说夫妻在这个婚姻里面之间那种爱。
For example, the love between a wife and a husband within the marriage.
或者朋友跟朋友之间那种爱。
Or the love between close friends.
Agape 跟这个 phileo 大有不同。
There is a big difference between agape and phileo.
所以 agape 是那种无条件的爱。
Agape is unconditional.
然后这种爱不是出于一个人的感受。
This unconditional love is not a feeling.
而是出于一个人的意志。
It is from the mind.
From the will.
From the will.
From the will of a person. 所以以这种爱去爱人，就好像神爱我们一样。
And this kind of love is just like when God loves us.
因为这个爱就是从神而来的。
Because this love is from God.
所以在刚才我们所看那节经文，就是四章九节里面，其实你看的话有谈到两种爱。
So actually, in the scripture we just read in verse 9, it mentioned two kinds of love.
啊，第一个就是指弟兄姐妹之间那种爱。
The first, it talk about the love between brothers and sisters.
如果你看希腊文的话，它是用这个 Philadelphia.
So in the Greek, it actually used the word Philadelphia.
也就是 brotherly love 那种意思。
And it means 弟兄的爱。
啊，那么第二个爱是指彼此相爱的爱。
And the second one is about the love between one another.
所以你看希腊文圣经的时候，这个字是 agape。
So in the Greek word, this word being used is agape.
那么基督徒是一个属灵家庭里面的一个成员。
Christian is part of the family of God.
啊，是神的儿女。
Is a child of God.
有一位天父。
There is a heavenly father.
那么既然有一位同一位天父。
And since we all have the same father.
而且天父圣经说就是爱。
And the heavenly father, the Bible said is love.
因此神的儿女必须要彼此相爱。
And therefore the children of God must love one another.
所以在约翰一书第四章第七节到第八节，约翰说，
So in 1 John chapter 4, 7 to 8, John said,
亲爱的弟兄们，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
所以这里谈到爱的爱就是 agape。
So the love mentioned here is agape.
也就是哥林多前书第十三章所说的爱。
And it is the love mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息的。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in the righteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
我们爱，因为神是爱。
We love because God is love.
当一个人蒙恩得救的时候
When a person received grace and was saved,
那么圣经告诉我们他与神的性情有份
The Bible said that we have part of God's attribute.
彼得后书第一章第四节这么说
It was said in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得以神的性情有份。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
那么既然我们以神的性情有份
And since we have part of the divine nature,
我们应当爱人好像神爱我们一样。
We ought to love others just as God has loved us.
动物有他们的本能。
Animals have their instincts.
直到他们能够在这个大自然里面生存。
So that they can survive in this natural world.
一只鱼一生下来就开始游泳。
A fish when it's born, it can swim.
他们不需要上什么游泳课的。
They don't have to go to swimming lessons.
那同样的，一只鸟被生下来之后
，and similarly, when a bird was born,
那么渐渐的，他们就在空中里面飞翔。
And gradually they can fly.
所以鱼在水中游，或者鸟在空中里面飞翔
，a swimming fish or a flying bird,
是因为他们已经有了这个本能。
It's because of the instincts.
鱼有这个鱼的性情。
A fish has its nature.
因此它们能够在水中游泳。
And therefore they can swim.
鸟有鸟的性情。
A bird has its nature.
因此它们能够在空中里面飞翔。
And therefore they can fly in the sky.
同样的，圣经说基督徒有神的性情。
And similarly, Christians have the nature of God.
因此必须要去爱别人。
And therefore we must love others.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦开始的时候保罗谈到三个属灵美德。
So in the beginning of Thessalonians, Paul talked about three Christian's virtues.
一个就是信，一个就是望，还有一个爱。
It is faith, love, and hope.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节保罗说
So in 1 Thessalonians, Paul said,
在神我们父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫因爱心所受的劳苦因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐
Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
所以保罗经常为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒他们在这个爱心所受的劳苦祷告。
So Paul often pray for the love of the Thessalonian Christians.
我主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章第十二节也这么说。
Jesus also said this in John chapter 15.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you.
所以彼此相爱是神给我们的一个命令。
So to love one another is a commandment given by God.
然后既然是一个命令，我们必须要去服从。
Since it is a commandment, we must obey.
就好像一个军队里的一个军人必须要服从他的上司。
Just as a soldier must obey orders.
所以爱是教会成长的一个最大的一个因素。
So love is a major factor where a church can grow.
如果教会没有爱，就造成那种纷争结党。
If there is no love in the church, it will cause separation.
那么使到教会失去这个见证
and cause the church to lose its witness.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十五节这么说。
So Jesus said in John chapter 13 verse 35,
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
所以当我们彼此相爱的时候，外面的人就看到我们是基督徒或是门徒。
So when we love one another, then the outsider will see that we are Christians and we are believers.
当弟兄姐妹彼此批评彼此埋怨的时候，
But when brothers and sisters complain about each other,
纷争结党，
and we group ourselves and separate ourselves,
或者说别人的闲话
or gossip about others,
那么就会造成教会的分裂
and it will cause a church to split,
那么使到教会失去见证
and the church will lose its witness.
我在德州念大学的时候
when I was going to college in Texas,
那么我参加一个美国人的教会
I went to an American church.
可是教会聚会的人大概有一千多人
Congregation is about around 1,000.
然后有很多不同的事工，包括这个海外的宣教。
There are a lot of different ministries, including overseas ministries.
然后做教会的教导，还有教会的事工。
And through the ministries and teaching of the church,
我的属灵生命得到很大的帮助。
My spiritual life was greatly benefited.
然后弟兄姐妹的爱，还有他们的关怀，给我有个很深刻的印象。
The love and caring of the brothers and sisters left a very deep impression in my heart.
然后我大学毕业之后离开美国。
So after I graduated from college, I left America.
然后几年过后，我得来一些朋友他们的消息。
So several years passed, and I received news from my friends.
然后说教会发生了很多事情。
That there are a lot of things that happened in the church.
然后弟兄姐妹因做一些事情不和。
There were arguments between brothers and sisters.
那么直到教会起了这个纷争。
And so there were disputes in the church.
造成这个教会的分裂。
And it caused the church to split.
那么教会从一千多人降到三百多个人。
So from a 1,000 member church, it became a 350 member church.
那么这个是一个非常可悲的一个事情。
So this is a very, very sad event.
因为教会纷争使到教会分裂是因为弟兄姐妹失去这个彼此相爱的心。
Splitting of the church was because of dispute and, between brothers and sisters.
但是感谢主过了很多年。
But thank God after several years.
也就是当我在神学院念书的时候。
And that was when I was attending the, seminary.
我发现到这个教会比以前更大。
I discovered that the church has grown to be even bigger than before.
所以这个彼此相爱的心不限于在这个教会的范围里面。
So loving one another is not limited to within the walls of the church.
那么今天我们看的经文说也应当伸延到其他的教会。
In the scripture, it tells us that it should also expand out to other churches.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十节这么说。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul said.
你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们更加勉励。
For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
所以保罗劝勉帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So Paul, reminded the believers there.
啊，不只要在自己的教会彼此相爱。
Not only do you love brothers and sisters within your church.
也要去爱其他教会的弟兄姐妹。
But you need to also love other brothers and sisters from other churches.
也就是在马其顿其他地方的教会。
And it is the churches around the Macedonia area.
那不但如此，保罗说要爱得更加勉励。
And Paul said, not only that, I urge you to excel in this.
所以保罗说要爱其他教会的弟兄姐妹，并且要爱得更多。
So Paul said, not only do you love your brothers and sisters, but also excel in doing so.
所以爱应当是增加的，不可以减少。
So love ought to increase and not decrease.
所以在第三章第十二节，保罗说。
So in chapter 3,Paul said,
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another, and for all people, just as we also do for you.
所以在这节经文里面的爱是指 agape。
So the love mentioned here in this verse is agape love.
也就是指那个从神而来的爱，没有条件的爱。
And it is the love that is from God and it is unconditional.
保罗说这种爱应当在教会里面增加。
Paul said this kind of love ought to increase and abound.
啊，而且要很充足的。
And also it needs to multiply.
所以爱心，这种爱心应当好像一颗健康的一棵果树。
So this love ought to be like a fruit tree.
啊，不断地结出这个果子来。
It will continue to bear fruit.
所以当教会的弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的时候。
So when there are love between brothers and sisters in the church.
那么当他们去爱其他教会的弟兄姐妹的时候。
And when they love, other believers.
那么将会带来给神美好的见证。
It will, lead to good witnessing.
也让众人看到我们是基督徒了。
And others will see that we are Christians.
啊，也就是主耶稣所说的，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Just as Jesus said, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
谁是众人呢？
So who are all people?
啊，众人就是外面的人，那些非信徒。
All men means the other non-believers.
所以他们看到我们的时候，他们就会相信耶稣了。
So when they see us, it will lead them to believe in Christ.
所以教会的弟兄姐妹，保罗说，除了要彼此相爱。
So besides loving one, believers loving one another,
爱其他教会的弟兄姐妹。
And love believers of other churches.
啊，第三点，保罗说要行事端正，啊，办自己的事情，亲手的做工。
Paul said the third thing to do is to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business.
在十一节到十二节，保罗说。
In verse 11 and 12, Paul said.
又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工。正如我们从前所吩咐你们的，叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you, so that you will behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need.
所以爱影响到我们生活里面每一个部分。
So love affects every aspect of our life.
啊，包括我们的工作。
Including our work.
和我们日常生活里面的行为。
And also how we behave every day.
所以保罗说又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工。
So Paul said, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands.
那么这句经文的意思是什么？
So what is the meaning of this verse?
如果要明白这句经文的话，我们必须要看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第三章第十一节。
In order to understand this, we must look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
啊，这里说保罗说，因我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩所而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。
For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies.
啊，不晓得你有没有见过这种人。
I don't know if you have ever come across any busybodies.
那么好多年前我在这个工程顾问公司上班的时候。
Many years ago when I was working in an engineer consulting firm.
那么公司里大约有300多位工程师。
In the, company, there are about 300 engineers.
有这个土木工程师。
There's the civil engineer.
有这个电机工程师。
There is an electrical engineer.
有这个机械工程师。
There is the mechanical engineer.
还有环保的工程师。
An environmental engineer.
然后不同的工程属于不同的部门。
So, different engineers belong to different departments.
但是这些部门经常都有联系的。
But they, often connect with each other.
因为有好些工程必须要有不同的工程部门的参与。
Because some projects need to have several different engineers to work
together. 我记得有一位很喜欢好管闲事的一位同事。
I remember a busybody engineer.
每一次他来我们的部门的时候，总是爱管别人的闲事。
Every time he comes to our apartment, he is like minding other people's business.
讲别人的坏话。
And he was gossiping about others.
或者讲别人的闲话。
Or he is like just talking bad about others.
有没有见过这样的人？
Have you ever seen such people?
那么在他自己的工作上不专心。
And he did not focus on his own work.
就好像保罗所说，不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。
Just as Paul said here, leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies.
所以这种人在外面可以看到。
So these kind of people you can definitely see outside of the church.
但是也会出现在教会里面。
But they also appear inside of the church.
所以保罗劝勉帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒要立志的做安静人，办自己的事。
So Paul reminded the believers in Thessalonica that they need to lead a disciplined life.
因为教会里面有那些好管闲事的人。
Because there are definitely busybodies in the church.
讲闲话的人。
And they love to gossip.
批评和论断人的人。
They love to criticize other people.
一个好管闲事，一个讲闲话的人。
A busybody, a gossiper.
和一个喜欢论断别人的人，只看到别人的缺点。
And somebody who loves to criticize others can only see other people's shortcoming.
而看不到别人的短处。
And he cannot see his own shortcoming.
那么这种人会带给教会很多的问题。
This kind of people will cause a lot of problem in the church.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训的时候教导门徒不要随便论断别人。
So when Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, he taught the disciples not to judge others.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Do not judge so that you will not be judged.
我们耶稣在七章第三节到第五节继续的说。
And Jesus continued in verse 3 and 4.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log in your own eye?
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉你自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to see the speck out of your brother's eye.
所以这个刺是非常非常小的一个东西。
So the speck is a very, very small splinter.
而这个梁木是一块很大的一个木头。
And the log is a big thing.
人喜欢挑别人的毛病。
People love to pick on others, pick on their shortcoming.
而看不到自己的缺点。
And they cannot see their own fault.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十一节，这节经文教导我们不要好管闲事。
And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 11, this verse tells us not only that we should not be busybody,
也要亲手做工。
We must work with our own hands.
啊，在这里所说的工是那种劳工的工。
And the work here mentioned is labor work.
所以按照当时希腊的文化，这种工是很低贱的。
And in the Greek culture at that time, this kind of work is very lowly.
啊，但是圣经对这个工作的教导却是相反的。
But the teaching about work in the Bible is opposite.
所有的工作，无论是劳工或者不是劳工，啊，低贱的工或者高尚的工。
All kind of works, whether it's low or high.
那么圣经的教导。工作是尊贵的。
The teaching of the Bible is the work is honorable.
所以圣经教导我们不要做一个好管闲事的人。
So the Bible said not only do we not to become a busybody,
我们应当在我们的工作把它做好。
We need to do good in our own work.
或者我们侍奉神的时候我们把它侍奉很好。
Or when we serve God, we serve wholeheartedly and do well.
就好像因为我们是为主而做的。
And it is because we are doing it for the Lord.
所以从上个星期和这个星期的经文。
So from the scripture from last week and this week.
一个讨神喜悦的生命一共有七点。
A life that is pleasing to God have seven points.
让我们一起来再思考。
So let us meditate on this.
那么第一就是一个讨神喜悦的生命，是一个圣洁的生命。
So first off, a life that is pleasing to God is a holy life.
第二呢是一个贞洁的生命。
Secondly, is a pure life.
那么第三呢是不怨愤、不欺负他人的生命。
Third off is we do not wrong others.
那么第四点呢是一个顺服神的生命。
Fourth off, it is an obedient life.
然后第五就是一个彼此相爱的生命。
Fifth is to love one another.
那么第六呢就是爱其他教会弟兄姐妹的一个生命。
And sixth is to love other believers of other churches.
那么最后就是行事端正办自己事情的一个生命。
And lastly, it is a quiet life and attend to our own business.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's be calm and quiet before the Lord.
和彼此相爱是主耶稣给我们的命令。
Love one another is a commandment from our Lord Jesus.
因为是命令，因此我们要遵守。
Because it is a commandment, we must obey.
我们必须要顺服主耶稣的命令。
We must obey the commandment from God.
让我们靠着圣灵的帮助来彼此相爱。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, may we be able to love one another.
以神的爱去爱别人。
To use the love of God to love others.
因为神先爱我们。
Because God has loved us first.
亲爱的父神，求你加添给我们力量。
Dear Father God, please strengthen us.
求你借着圣灵赐给我们能力去爱别人。
Please strengthen us through the Holy Spirit to love others.
主啊，求你坚固我们。
Lord, please strengthen us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.